Well, it was a good day, man.
Yeah.
So
you guys caught four?
Yeah.
We didn't even get to that. And the two that caught the fish are back here, staying away from the camera, giggling.
I need another beer.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Me too?
Yeah.
Four?
I couldn't believe it when I looked overboard and said, Alex, have you talked to Lee? And he said, man, they haven't caught a damn fish yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. I told Chris we'd probably swing by here and rub it in a little.
That was funny because we ended up in towards the bay, like one of the last fish we caught. Super, super cloudy. We were just trying one more spot. And we're like, usually there's fish around here. And we, you know, kind of motored down a little bit. All of a sudden, underneath the boat, here comes. I mean, it was right at 37 inches, 38 inches. You know, it wasn't big at all.
That's the shortest fish.
But it was a keeper.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny though.
Right, like, there on the damn bridge.
Yeah. It was.
And we figured, screw it, we'll just take a look along the edge of the bridge. It's still a little early for them to really be posted up. But the second we came down off the throttle, shit, right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
15, 20 feet out.
It ate the bucktail. It ate a bucktail twice, and then ended up getting the needle thrown out of it. That was the thing. Like, they were not scared one bit. There was a time, one fish took. I threw a bucktail at him. We thought it was a smaller fish, and he was like, "It's a smaller fish. Go ahead and throw the bucktail at him." Because I'm a left-handed. You know, I fish with my left hand, or I reel with my right hand. But I'm left-handed. Anyways.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Shit is backwards.
Yeah. Talking about reeling in
some, everybody says that.
Talking about reeling in some fish backwards. That's fun for me. Every time I go on a boat with somebody, like last year with me, you and Jay, and y'all are all trying to make me reel in every single fish. I'm like, dude, I don't reel with my left hand.
You gonna learn today.
No. This is your boundary.
You're gonna learn today, damn it.
Yeah. And he throws me the rod, he's like, here's a big fish. Oh yeah, we haven't caught a big one like this year. Don't lose it. Reel with your own. Awesome.
You're up.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all. It comes up to the surface and leaves it. Don't you fucking lose this.
Oh, God.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
We caught it.
Oh,
we caught it.
Don't fuck this up.
We caught it. That was a good day. That was a good day. Good.
Yeah, so you caught the fish that was 5 feet in front of the boat?
Yeah, well, he pitched a bucktail out there, that tequila sunrise bucktail.
You just missed on his story.
By the same one I ran the fuck over.
That all day long.
He mouthed the bucktail and just, that was second or third time for the day. They were jumping on that tequila sunrise bucktail, but then they weren't coming.
Here they come with this crazy ass fucking Alex.
That's what it was.
They're nice bucktails.
They
are really nice bucktails.
But it was they weren't coming tight, man. They were spitting them back out, and luckily that one we got a chance to pitch an eel in front of it and slurped it right up. They were eating the eels. They were eating the eels easy.
They would inch. I literally had fish. I literally watched a fish. The eel was here. The fish is here. He's swimming at it. They're both diving down. The eel's going straight down, and the fish goes, nah. Back the way it came.
What the fuck?
We literally changed this thing's mind about even migrating.
No, dude.
This thing's like, nah, fuck it. We'll just stay up there.
The one that I landed, I think Alex made two or three casts with the bucktail. It was mouthing it the whole time. Pitched the eel at it twice. It came from behind the boat, under the engine.
All right, you're kicked out.
All the way up around the side of the boat. Damn near ran into the boat and was like within 4 feet. Cam could have kicked the fish when it slurped the eel and turned around and went the other way with it.
Just open the bail and just watch him swim.
Just let it eat.
It's been about a minute.
Coming tight.
I mean, if you're going to kill him, you might as well come in the throat.
That's the thing is with those eels.
As long as my man is sick with Jeff, huh?
He did pretty good.
Yeah. Those things go crazy sometimes.
That was the thing.
One of them jump off?
Both of their fish came in green as shit, man. The two biggest fish of the day came in green. They got stuck and fucking exploded, man. And then Kim had her fish sounded four times, and the fourth time she was like, I don't know if I can do this. And she did good.
She did good.
Chris said, What did he say afterwards? He was like, you fought that fish better than most of the guys I bring on this boat.
He was like, usually in the first 4 minutes they hand off the rods. He was like, you got the fish all the way in.
That's what Ben's post was about a couple weeks ago when he was talking about a four banger or a five banger or something like that. Yeah, many people it took the rod. Yeah. It was only like a 55 or 60 pounder, man. It took five people. Yeah. Five people.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He was like taking pictures, like we got a four banger on. ended up being the next post after that ended up being a five banger.
Yeah. He was talking about, Chris was talking about one charter he took out where it went all the way around the boat. He ended up having to take the rod from the last person. He's sitting there trying to drive the boat, gaff the fish, and reel the fish in at the same time. Because they couldn't
do
it. And then Seth said it was like a 60-some pounder. He pulls it up and they're like, oh, we caught a shark. And he's like, oh my god.
Have I told the Cobia shark story on here before? The Sandbridge Pier? When I was down there, I'm down on Sandbridge Pier one day, right? And I can't remember why I was down there because I wasn't fishing. I must have been surfing. It must have been back when I first started saltwater fishing. They don't have nothing. Yeah. There's not even anywhere close to buy beer to the Sandbridge Pier. I must have been down surfing or something like that. But I'm down there, and Angel, who I've caught drum with, is down there, and he's throwing his gotcha plug off the pier. And he's caught like four or five cobia. Like the biggest was probably 25 inches.
Yeah.
Already that morning, mixed in with the Spanish mackerel.
Yeah.
But he's the only one out there throwing a gotcha plug, and he's caught like four or five little cobias. So anyway, he lands one, right? And this kid runs up, and he's like, "Mister, what kind of shark is that?" And he's like, he looks at the kid, and he's like, "This isn't a shark. It's a cobia." The kid turns around, looks dead at his mom, and says, "Look, Mom, a cobia shark." And Angel was just like, "It's a cobia shark." All right,
whatever.
He'll learn one day.
That whole first part about it not being a shark, he didn't even listen to any of that. He heard cobia.
Shark.
It's a cobia shark.
I don't care what you say. That's a shark. That's a shark.
All the fish in the ocean are sharks, right?
Yeah. Right now they are, right?
Yeah. My man, that fucking pussy. I saw him fucking getting on the HRBT to leave town the other day. Chesapeake Bay excursions. Get the fuck out of here.
Is that the dude that saw the
dolphin tour? The dude that saw sharks on his dolphin tours and quit going. Take the people out to sea. Tell them it's sharks and motherfucking dolphin tour. You can sea life tour.
If you're in the ocean,
you might even see a ray.
You might see a longhead turtle.
We mean, quit going.
Quit.
He wouldn't.
That's it.
No more
dolphin tours
not
because we see. I saw two sharks.
Not doing it.
2 days in a row, a big shark swam by him on his little tour. Didn't eat a tourist. Didn't try to snatch a kayaker.
I saw a 10-footer on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a tender on Tuesday. Right. Yeah.
Like I said,
sharks are in the ocean. They're out there.
We are in the ocean. They're in the ocean. We will collide with them.
The fact that this guy just saw two sharks and decided to pack his fucking whole business up and
excursion.
My move.
He's excursioning.
I saw his whole trailer and he had a trailer, which I'm assuming was loaded with kayaks, and then he had like six on the truck, man, and he was getting on the HRBT going west. I'm going to
the James River.
James River.
That's
don't
right.
Bring your
ass. Sharks
are going there too.
Potomac River, they got bull sharks in there.
It's as salty up there as it is
down here. They were doing bull shark charters at one point up in Potomac.
It's really salty.
There's a scientist.
Yeah, just because the Potomac River doesn't mean it's
worse. No. I mean, we've caught
bass fishing tournament.
There's a dude that caught like a 23, 24 inch flounder off of his parents' dock right there. I mean, I guess they're way lower in the Potomac, though.
Yeah, they're
on
They're towards the mouth.
That bull shark was caught at the mouth.
Yeah, right around where they are.
There's
right
pound nets.
Like Keysville.
Me and Sean did paddle past those pound nets when we did the crossing of the Potomac there. Because we came right inside there.
Right at the St. Mary River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouth of the St. Mary's River on the Maryland side. There's a scientist that does some study on rays or something. Him and his son, they put nets out and that's where they catch the first couple every year. It was 4 or 5 years ago they caught a couple, and then this year I think they caught a couple. And it's pretty standard, you know.
Whatever, man. It's everywhere. It's salt water.
That's what I'm saying. When that was caught, everybody was freaking out because it was Potomac River.
Yeah.
I mean, it's salty. I mean, it's so salty. Your pants will stand up.
It's 7.5 miles wide from the Virginia to the Maryland side right there. So that gives you an idea how big the river is there. I mean, it's a big ass.
You guys cross that.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of current.
Wind.
Yeah.
Wind that day, and I was worried about big ships coming in.
Yeah, because there are quite a few.
Quite a few big ships.
Is it Baltimore? That's how they get to Baltimore?
No, they got to keep going north to get up into Baltimore. Potomac goes to south side of D.C., up right up to Virginia.
Oh, okay. Rappahannock is Baltimore.
No. You got to go way up into the...
Past the bridge.
Way up into the bay further, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Past the 301 bridge and all that. I don't know.
Cut through where?
Isn't there a canal that goes?
The CND canal all the way at the top. It's all the way at the top.
He would exactly know. He would know.
I crossed that twice.
He would know.
Up and down.
Badass journey.
That goes from Chesapeake Bay to Delaware Bay.
How did that podcast go last night?
It was cool.
Yeah.
Talked about the everybody.
Better prepared, better.
Well, since that first one, I review what I'm going to look at. I basically go over.
And you said you were going to write notes, so I'm assuming your note-taking is getting better, too.
Well, it's just plot, jotting down what happened that day in a little sticky note, so I'm not looking through the notebook, which I wrote on the tour, which I can't read. So I do. And there's some days I skip, too, so I have to look at my chart and kind of remember what I remember every day.
Yeah.
But just to write it down. So it's... Because the first day I was reading, and there was fucking long gaps where I was trying to read what I wrote, and it was way too...
Downtime.
Yeah, way. It bugs me, so I tightened it up. I tightened up the whole thing, so yeah. But yeah, that was a good one, because that was a life-changing situation. That week there was something, so...
Yeah,
it's
nuts.
I told the story, it was pretty good.
Hell yeah, I have to check that one out. Yeah. I can't imagine the experience making that paddle, man. All the way.
We met a dude. It reminded me of you, actually. We met a dude. He was at the James River, right at the flatwater spot where we've gone smallie fishing sometimes. And he had a bike, and my son was with us. And he's like, motorcycle. He was like, no, this isn't a motorcycle, but it probably cost as much as one. And he had saddlebags on the side of his bike, so we started talking to him.
We realized he had camped in the woods.
And he camped in the woods right around the area, which technically you're not supposed to, but I ended up coming along and talking to him. He was traveling from up in Philadelphia, and he had gone to Canada before on like a double mission with some other guy, just kind of biking. But now he was on a mission by himself, and he was down in Virginia right now, but he said, I want to make it to the West Coast.
He's Forrest Gumping
it. I want to see, he was like, he was 20, I mean, okay. early 20s.
Younger, a little
younger. Yeah, I mean, he was...
Survivable.
My dad did it at 40.
Didn't have a cell phone.
Went across country.
Didn't have a cell phone, didn't have a compass, didn't have...
Yeah,
it was very primitive.
Original in my family doing that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And actually, when I was just starting to do seminars and stuff, I didn't let anybody know who my dad was. It was Kayak Kevin. Put my last name on it. When they figured it out, everybody knew. If you knew football or any kind of sports around here,
high school sports, his dad,
you know who my dad is. So
okay,
and he's got a rep and all that stuff. Yeah, so. Yeah. As soon as those old timers found out who my dad was, they were like, I could see in their faces, I'm just saying a seminar, and one of them tells, that's Whitley's son, and I could see in their faces, they all went, oh, that makes sense. That's the moment that shit happened. Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, he went around cross country. When we did it with a buddy, did it from there to, across the year.
He had no plans, he had no expectations of where he was going. He quit his job. He was just traveling on his bike, and he said his destination was the West Coast. He wants to see the other ocean, is what he said.
You can't do it the northern path anyway. He has to come this way.
He can't go
the northern path, dude. He'll kill himself going through the mountains and shit. If he's gonna go to the West Coast, man, he needs to go south.
Ride a bike through the
still,
Rocky
you're
Mountains,
still gonna.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
yeah,
still
you
gonna,
ain't ru- you ain't cutting it through.
You gotta hit some kind of mountain somewhere, though. You know what I mean? Like, You got the AT running.
If he goes
to Georgia.
Yeah, but you gotta go way that bad on the roadway.
It's still gonna be a hype bike. Yeah. I mean, you should have saw how loaded down he was. He seriously had probably like 120 pounds of gear on his bike. Like he was.
So
he was
covered.
Equipped.
You cover 20 miles a day on the kayak. This guy can probably do 60 on the bike, slow pedaling.
Yeah.
Slow pedaling.
Yeah, 60 is slow moving.
Yeah, I mean you're definitely moving a little bit quicker.
Yeah, I mean, but he's going
least,
three times the distance you went too.
If he's pedaling by bike,
he's looking at.
My dad
five,
did in the
summer, 55, 65.
Yeah. What was your average speed on your tour?
My, 20 miles a day, 15, 20 miles a day.
So that's
100 miles a week.
He tried to go, yeah.
Wow. That's just creepy, man. You get the sides, they do 30 miles a day.
My whole thing was,
it's not about the fast, it's about time out.
And you ran into one of the guys that you read the book from, what is the
pedal to Amazon guys.
Canoe. He ran across those guys, and they were basically in too big a hurry to even stop and talk to another guy touring.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah,
they were about that mile.
They were up and on the water before I was out of my tent.
No shit.
It was 8 o'clock, and I'm just kind of crawling my tent.
Gotta keep going. Damn.
They paddled the whole
1980. They went from Canada to the Amazon,
dude.
And that's what
the inner Ohio River and Mississippi.
And then
to the Amazon.
Man.
That's made me not want to go out of country ever.
Dude. Yeah, they ran into everything
that's
you could
everything
think
you
about.
Everything you were
in
Nicaragua see.
In 80 when it was the whole Civil War, so captured.
Yeah.
And,
Chavez
and
all that shit.
Yeah, captured, shot at, all the stuff you would think would happen.
Yeah, man,
boat taken away, all
that
shit.
Just pedaling a canoe and you're some kind of fucking threat of some sort, some kind of way. How the fuck is that? Yeah.
You're about to get shot at
We had the
damn submarine came in and we were, maybe we had a cobia hooked up at the time. And the submarine was coming in and his guard boat was coming straight towards us.
They turned
on
us.
We
couldn't
move.
They turned on us.
You're like,
oh
shit.
Y'all need to
get shot.
You know, like
we got him on there. Like, no, that's the submarine. get off of our shit, man.
Periscope
tight.
we were still.
My man, it's literally close enough. My man thinks you got him in the eye. So just come off
him. Oh yeah, that was wild, man. There's a lot of Navy traffic out there.
Dude, in the summer, all
probably,
kinds of activities out there, man.
There's probably one other boat that we saw out towards that way all day. And, but big ships, you know, cargo ships and Navy ships, it was unreal. There was a very high presence of Navy traffic, and they did not like us being out there. If we were close, they were rolling. They were rolling real deep.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I've seen the explosions when they're shooting off of Dam Neck in
the
water.
Did you hear them today?
No.
We heard a couple of, somebody was popping off something somewhere. We heard some.
Oh, if you were on the ocean, man, you were hearing off Dam Neck.
Okay, is that what it was?
Shooting off Dam Neck.
I heard them thump a couple of
them. They'll close that beach area off and shoot like,
that report.
Missile. Like dead missile.
That's when we were
giant.
We were
just see that shit at the water, dude, and splash, and you're like,
whoa. When we were kingfishing last year,
we
got chewed out of there.
Yep.
They're like, no.
We're getting ready to live fire out
shit.
Here.
We're about to shoot.
Hell yeah.
Shit. Yeah, no.
Y'all should have just cracked some beers and hung out for a while.
We went all the way down to the North Carolina.
Yeah, we went,
all the way down to the North Carolina.
That another day we
zigged,
we should have zagged. Motherfuckers were catching kings.
Kings everywhere.
A mile
we
to the left of us, a mile offshore of us, and we stayed inshore. Jay talking about some. We had bites inshore yesterday.
No.
And I'm like, dude, everybody's
right there.
I see that clear water. Dude, I literally watched a guy get a bite on his kite.
On his kite.
As
ring.
I'm a mile, like a half mile away.
You see the kite.
I see the kite up in the air. No, I just see an explosion underneath it.
Underneath the kite.
I was like, that was a big one.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, dude,
that was a big one.
He's got fucking fish on his kite right now. We need to get out that far.
Dude,
stay in here.
Yeah. He ended up catching like 4 cobia and 5 kings that day.
Yeah. They smoked them
that day.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there trolling. We went all the way down to North Carolina.
I remember that day. Yeah.
We're gone.
That was the day we caught the big Spanish, wasn't it?
No, that was on Howard's boat. Howard's brothers when we got all this big Spanish. We were tearing up the Spanish, didn't they?
Yeah. Here, Howard was interested in that shit. I was like, man, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try this. And I put out some quarter spoons. Dude, cling, 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 cling.
No, we tore them up.
Here we go.
I think the biggest one we caught was real close to five.
Mm-hmm.
That's five is a citation. We were like 4.7 something.
Yeah.
It was a stud.
Oh, yeah. And then Jay went out the next week and caught one on a Rapala plug that was a citation.
It was a citation.
Yeah. Megan caught it.
And they caught a cobia that day.
They caught a Spanish on the king plug, and a cobia on
the Spanish
Clark spoon.
No shit.
Yeah, it was like this big, dude.
Yeah,
But I mean, I've caught black tips on those things.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
there are some decent sharks.
Hook those things; they jump like crazy. Y'all see sharks today?
Yeah, a couple.
Swimming around, big ones, eh?
Not, I mean, five
footers, yeah.
Army eaters.
Army eaters, that's right.
They're black tips
too soon?
Did you see that post on Facebook? Somebody was like, I'm going to Oak Island this weekend, and then tips on bait, will this work? And put a picture of culprit, finesse worms, flesh color. I'm going to Oak Island shark mission. Anybody think this will work?
They need to
flesh
go,
color.
The pier guys down there need to go by the morgue and get some cadaver. set a couple of Aiden baits out there and see what happens.
That's crazy, man.
Forearms.
It's not that crazy.
Big one on the forearm.
The wind. Something has happened with the wind.
That was too soon.
Y'all are
crazy.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Something's going crazy with the wind and currents this year, man. It's pushed
the
hot
so
water
God,
into
damn.
The beaches, man. That's why
we get lucky.
These swarms of sharks that are normally out, and we see them cobia fishing and stuff. These swarms of sharks that are normally out are in closer to the beach this year. I mean, but I've also already heard of some really nice pelagics being caught, triangle area.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Down in North Carolina, it was a mile off.
Dude, Matt went out cobia fishing this week.
Caught a gaffer
dolphin. Where we went and caught the cobias and ended up trolling for gaffers out of his kayak.
Hmm.
A mile off the beach.
Yeah.
He's trolling for fucking. He's trolling for gaffer dolphin.
84 degree water.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking, sorry guys.
Dave ended up catching a gaffer, a cobia, and a couple red drum on his trolling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a beautiful picture on the line. You're like,
if he had got a king, dude, it would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything you could imagine. Yep.
No.
It's crazy. Everything in that water.
He was like, going cobia fishing. You never know what happens in the outer banks.
Yeah, he's like, going cobia fishing, end up trolling for gaffer.
Yeah, end up trolling for gaffer dolphin. Mile off the beach.
Shit's wild.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Fishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we love it, right? You never know what the hell you're going to get.
Yeah,
boy, Brian said after today, he's taking a break.
He was very frustrated.
Taking a break.
I was looking at the conditions, and it just looks up iffy. Everything's shifting.
Tomorrow morning looks real good. Next
Wednesday.
Anybody that wants to fish the bridge and catch spade fish and sheep's head should try
how
it this
are, how
week
big
coming
are the,
up.
How big are the spades
good.
This year?
The current
big.
Is pretty good.
They look big.
Yeah.
The current is amazing this week for anybody that wants to try that to go do it. This is the week to do it.
I might do that instead of going over there because I have a high tide in the middle of the day and I'd rather have a low tide in the middle of the day.
I think starting Tuesday, the max is 0.6 and most of the day is 0.4.
Oh, yeah, then that's.
This is the week.
Yeah,
this is the week. This is the
question. It's the week.
Best week of the summer, probably.
And the Kobe is like more. The Kobe is like my current, so unless it's a phenomenal week by everybody's standards, I'll be piling fishing next week.
The current is right, the conditions are right,
the water temperature is right.
Oh, she's got clams, I imagine.
I actually got to come down there
one clams.
Anybody's got clams. The grocery store has clams if nothing else.
That's right.
If you need a dozen clams, just go to the grocery store. If it comes down to it,
cook some frozen Gordon's clam strips.
Spade fish for breakfast.
That's right.
Yeah.
With my salad.
Hell yeah!
Cause you want to kill someone.
They're getting tired.
Yeah,
they want to move.
Ready to make a move.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
you gotta stay longer than I thought.
Yeah.
I was glad we could see.
Yeah, it's cool.
Half of a show, so
full on half of the show.
We got double stories a couple times, but
it wasn't that bad. I stopped before you went too far. You would have kicked off going with that shit. You would have told exact details. Exactly.
I'm sure you could go hours and hours, same stories over and over.
Yeah,
we all do it though. It's tough.
Not as bad as he was about to do
it. 20 minutes later.
Just said the story.
10 minutes later.
On the same show. Yeah.
Yeah.
He still wants to tell it. We heard very good.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks to our sponsors, Yak Attack at yakattack.us, Ocean Eagle Kayak at oceaneagle.kayak.com, and my website, my DVDs, kayakkevin.com.
Thanks, Matt and Aaron, for the t-shirts.
Yes.
And stickers.
Yes.
That's H2O Outdoors.
Yep.
And next week, I think Lee Tolliver. Then Matt and Aaron want to come to a show, so we'll probably have them the week after that.
The guys from H2O Outdoors.
The guys from H2O Outdoors. We'll have them next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think Lee Tolliver next week.
Definitely Lee Tolliver next week. And Lee Tolliver is the...
Long-haired old care. That's the name of the show.
he's the outdoor writer for Virginia Pilot. Everybody reads the paper and
he writes some good stuff.
He's been writing forever too. He's another one who knew he did interviews with my dad. So when he knew who I was before anybody knew who I was, I was like, keep quiet right now until I didn't want people to. Oh, it's Willie Sons.
That's how you wanted your own persona.
Yeah, I wanted to,
branch off on your own.
Once they found out, they're like, of course.
Yeah. Should make sense.
He's exactly like his father.
Crazier, actually. All right, guys, thank you. We'll see you next time. Later.
Peace.
All right.